Well, this evening we're celebrating the vigil of the Feast of Pentecost. We're celebrating that day after our Lord's resurrection and ascension into heaven, in which the apostles received for the first time the Holy Spirit. In that, after receiving that Holy Spirit, they were so filled with the Spirit that they went out of that upper room and they proclaimed the gospel to all the people in many languages. And everyone who heard them heard those languages. In many ways, this is a reverse of the first reading from the Tower of Babel. Reverse of that. At Babel, the languages were confused. At Pentecost, everyone heard the gospel in their language. Well, just as the apostles received the Holy Spirit, we too received the Holy Spirit. We first of all received the Holy Spirit at baptism, and then again at confirmation. Confirmation, that sacrament in which the baptism we received was confirmed in us, and we were sealed by the Holy Spirit. You know, we frequently will call the Feast of Pentecost the birthday of the church. And the reason for that is, of course, the church is the body of Christ. Christ is the head of the church. And we, as its members, are the body of Christ. And we are united as members of the body of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Because when we received the Holy Spirit at baptism, that united us to the church, united us to the body of Christ, united us to our Lord. And the Holy Spirit works within the church constantly to maintain that union, that unity that we are called to have with our Lord, that unity that we are to have with each other, and that unity with our Lord and His teachings and His commandments. He gave us teachings and commandments that we are to follow, and we are united by the Holy Spirit to live those teachings and commandments as members of the body of Christ. For this to happen, we need to be open to the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit, but we still need to be open to the Holy Spirit moving in our lives. Because we can close ourselves off from the work of the Holy Spirit. It's so easy for us to allow our human pride to replace the work of the Holy Spirit, so that instead of doing what the Holy Spirit is leading us to do, we instead do what we in our pride feel led to do. Likewise, we can mistake other things in our lives as the working of the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to be very careful when we credit something to the Holy Spirit, that it's not really our emotional desires getting in the way, doing something that we want to do that is contrary to the Holy Spirit. Likewise, there are false teachings always floating around in the church. The church has never had a period where there weren't false teachings. And some of these teachings were claimed to be inspired by the Holy Spirit, even some of the teachings being held today. That's why we need to be very careful. But there's a simple way to tell if the Holy Spirit is at work in a community, at work in a group of people following certain teachings or certain behaviors. Is there division? Division is a sign of being closed off from the Holy Spirit. You know, through our sinful human pride, we fall into division. Our pride divides us from others. You know, look at the Tower of Babel. Look in the first reading. The people who built that, they wanted to make a name for themselves, it tells us. They wanted in their pride to set themselves apart from every other people in the world. And they want to make themselves the most important, the most recognized people in the world. And because of their pride, it caused division. Through the Holy Spirit, we find unity in Christ. The Holy Spirit always leads us to Christ. It always leads us to be united. You know, so we allow the Holy Spirit to intercede on our behalf. We seek out and pray to the Holy Spirit that it will intercede on our behalf, that we'll have that union. And then we will receive the rivers of living water that our Lord promises us. That living water which is His grace and His peace that He bestows upon us through the power of the Holy Spirit. So for us as Christians, we should desire that the Holy Spirit is moving in our lives, that we are aflame with the Holy Spirit. And so we should pray to the Holy Spirit for unity in our parish, unity in our diocese, unity in the church throughout the country, and of course, unity in the church throughout the world. But we should also pray for openness to the Holy Spirit, and that we may have that fire of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so may we daily pray that beautiful prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit."